Nolte, Chattanooga beheading of Virgin Mary's statue is latest attack on Catholic Church. By John Nolte on July 16, 2020. The Chattanooga Police Department is investigating after someone vandalized a 5-foot-tall statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the St. Stephen Catholic Church, reports local media. The Blessed Mother was beheaded. Last week, in Queens, New York, a statue of the Virgin Mother was desecrated with spray paint. Just a few days ago, in Boston, a statue of the Virgin Mary was set on fire. Just a few days ago, in Ocala, Florida, a 23-year-old man was charged after detectives say he plowed a minivan through the front door of Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Ocala, doused the foyer with gasoline and set it on fire, causing extensive damage. On June 19, June 20, and July 4, statues of St. Junipero Serra were toppled in 3 California cities. On July 11, the Sacred Catholic Mission of San Gabriel, a mission founded 249 years ago by Serra, the left's latest target as a racist colonialist. Fact check, he was not, was decimated by a fire that is under investigation for arson. Even if the San Gabriel fire proves to be an accident, there is no question the Christian Church, and more specifically, the Catholic Church, is under attack by the left. And not just the left, but the Democrat Party and the corporate media who continue to offer their silent approval of these desecrations. You don't need me to tell you that if these were mosques, this would be the biggest story in the country right now. And there is also no question the left, specifically the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, have placed a target on the Christian Church. It was just last month that left-wing activist Sean King openly called for all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends to come down. The rationale to destroy the church is based on the fallacy that depicting Jesus and Mary as white is somehow racist. While it is true that the real Holy Family hailed from the Middle East, what is also true is that the Holy Mother has appeared before the world as African, Mexican, and European. She's appeared all over the world, and according to those verified sightings, she appears looking like the culture she is visiting and speaking the language. In Mexico, Our Lady of Guadalupe had brown skin. In Rwanda, Our Lady in Kibaho appeared this way, according to Alphonsine Mumrik, the 17-year-old who first saw her in 1981. The Virgin was not white as she is usually seen in holy pictures. I could not determine the color of her skin, but she was of incomparable beauty. She was barefoot and had a seamless white dress, and also a white veil on her head. Her hands were clasped together on her breast, and her fingers pointed to the sky. Later, I was told that I was in the dining room. Depictions of Mary, even of the Holy Family, as everything but Middle Eastern, as white, Mexican, and black reach back hundreds and hundreds of years. Further, you can find depictions of the Holy Family that pick up the nuances of various cultures within a certain skin color. In other words, the Holy Family is universal and the Holy Mother has proved that by way of her many, many verified appearances throughout the Word. Which means that the only people weaponizing Christ by way of his skin color are those on the left like Sean King. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.